Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
A new WBUR poll finds a shift in the Massachusetts U.S. Senate race. Republican incumbent Scott Brown has overtaken his Democratic challenger, Elizabeth Warren. The survey of 501 likely voters was conducted last Thursday, Friday, and Saturday after the first presidential debate. The poll shows Brown leading 47-43%. Now, when we pulled this contest late last month, Warren was in front by 2 percentage points. This latest survey has a margin of error of plus or minus 4.4%. WBUR's Fred Tice samples voters' opinions.
Politicians have poured beer at Doyle's for decades, and Scott Brown is no exception. In fact, on a wall of the Jamaica Plain pub, there's a photo of the senator near a long table full of Elizabeth Warren supporters. Just as the plates of eggs are being served, Amy Trueblood of West Roxbury says she doesn't buy Brown's claim to work across the aisle.
He says he's bipartisan, but that's only compared to the other Republicans that are in Congress currently. They're so extreme that any movement away from the far right makes you look like you're bipartisan, but I don't see that he's really going to be as independent as he claims that he is.
But Trueblood is in the minority. Massachusetts voters cherish their reputation for balancing their support between Democrats and Republicans. And Scott Brown benefits from his record as a candidate willing to vote against his own party. The WBUR poll finds that 60% of Brown supporters think it's very important that the candidate they back will compromise with the other party more often when in the Senate. Only 41% of Warren supporters think that's an important consideration. Evelyn Lopes of Jamaica Plain likes Warren's character.
I think she's a very honest person.
Throughout the year, Brown has tried to portray Warren as someone voters can't trust. It began with questioning her motives for listing herself as Native American in a law school registry. And the WBUR poll finds that Brown's strategy is working with a sizable minority of voters. 31% of Brown's supporters see this issue as very important. In recent weeks, Brown has broadened his attack on Warren's credibility. For instance, he's questioned her role in advising an insurance company defending claims of victims of asbestos contamination. That's an issue that resonates with Jason Cherson of West Roxbury.
I like Scott Brown because I think he's honest. I think he tells the truth. I think Elizabeth Warren she tells lies. I just can't believe anything that she is talking about as far as being a lawyer, attorney for the asbestos against those people, and she's an attorney for big business.
Warren actually helped Travelers Insurance set up a trust fund for victims of asbestos contamination. Then, for Cherson, there is another issue. He sees Warren as an outsider.
And she's only lived here, I think, for 2 years in the state, and I just don't believe anything she says.
Warren has actually lived in Massachusetts for the past 17 years. But the perception that she is an outsider could work against her among some voters. 30% of Brown supporters say which candidate seems more similar to the people they know is very important. Then again, 31% of Warren supporters say the same thing. Warren's biggest advantage remains among people who consider which party will control the Senate after this election. In the latest WBUR poll, 74% of Elizabeth Warren supporters say that's a very important consideration. But for now, not important enough among poll respondents to offset their preference for Scott Brown. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Fred Tice.
In the next hour of Morning Edition, we'll talk with the pollster. For more details on the latest WBUR election survey, go to our website, WBUR.org.